This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let's go to television now. No sooner do you get an HD television set, an HD cable or satellite service, than they go and improve the technology on you. 4K is the new thing, apparently. Ultra HD is what it's being called. Netflix streams some of its content that way, including Breaking Bad and a couple of movies. Only a handful of people, though, have TVs that can even play 4K. But as Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains, that might change, or it might not.
First, it's okay if you've never heard of 4K. Hardly anyone has, says Glenn Hauer of Parks Associates, a consumer tech research company.
Awareness is incredibly low. Consumers, they aren't familiar with the terminology. They don't know what 4K is, what it means.
4K screens promise enhanced pictures with four times more pixels than HD, and you will pay dearly for them.
On average, you can expect to pay anywhere from 50% more to double.
Ben Arnold with NPD Group estimates there are only around 100,000 4K sets in use in America. We're all smart enough to know if we wait, prices will drop. Electronics manufacturers and retailers want us to buy now. Jim Wilcox at Consumer Reports says it'll only happen if we get something to watch.
Content's clearly one of the things that drives hardware. There's always that chicken and egg situation when you have a new format.
Netflix and others that offer 4K might make money on new customers, or they might regret it, like companies that recently invested in Home 3D, which has been a disaster. Jonathan Stern is a communications technology professor at McGill University.
There isn't one recipe, but without content, you won't have mass uptake. So someone basically has to take a bet on it.
One thing we'll probably see more of, nature documentaries. The TV business loves them, believing close-ups of cuddly animals and bright birds get people to open their wallets for fancy TVs. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Seriously? Animal shows? What? Man.